Praise be Jesus and Mary. We know from the Gospel, not the one we just read, but another passage in the Gospel, that God alone is good, right? The rich young man comes up to Jesus and says, "Good Master, what good must I do to enter into life?" And our Lord says, "Why do you call me good? God alone is good." So we know that God alone is good, and that really, when we talk about a person being good, if we're speaking supernaturally, we're talking about, is God present in that soul? There is a kind of natural goodness which doesn't require God's presence in the soul. But when we talk about holiness, sanctity, there is no natural holiness. There is no natural sanctity. We sing in the Gloria, "Tu solus sanctus," you alone are holy, or you alone are the Holy One. Although more literally, you alone are holy. Right? God alone is holy. And so for a soul to be holy, it must have the presence of God. It must be in the state of grace. There is no holiness for someone who is not in the state of grace. And we can also say that this process of sanctification, of being filled with God, requires that we empty ourselves of anything that is contrary to God. We read in the first reading from the book of the prophet Hosea, "Thus says the Lord, I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart." Okay, so this is God who leads the soul into the desert. We're talking about a spiritual desert. The desert, the place away from the city, all of the noise of the city, all of the distractions of the city, all the allurements of the city. So we're talking about spiritual solitude, silence, detachment from the things of the world. Okay, so as to draw close to the Holy One. But it also requires not only being detached and separated from the things of this world, but even from our very selves. The Imitation of Christ talks about this, how we cannot run from ourselves. If we go out into the desert, we're still there. But we need to be emptied of ourselves in order to be filled with God. And this is what Blessed Mary Magdalene of Martinengo, the Virgin that we celebrate today, has to say. She says, "I think that the soul will be all the holier the more it is emptied of self." And really, this means emptying ourselves of that disordered self-love, of that self-seeking. While we can't run from ourselves, we can certainly stop this process of seeking ourselves. By this emptying of self, a creature will share more fully in the holiness of God. In truth, my God, you alone are holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.